Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. I want to ask you this. How often do you dream? How often do you take the time to dream? How often do you think about the things you desire in life, in your home, in your environments, in your relationship, in your professional life? How often do you think about these things? How often do you actually ask for them? Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 37. Today is Friday, March 15th, as I am recording this, another gorgeous day in sunny Florida. I have to tell you, we have had the most insanely beautiful weather since we have been here. It has rained once in the 3 weeks that we've been here. And that one time was my birthday, go figure. But we have had such beautiful weather these 3 weeks, and it's hard to believe that 1 week from today, we will be in our car, on the road, driving back home. And when this episode releases, I'll actually be back home. This month has truly, truly flown by, but it's been absolutely incredible. If you listened to prior episodes, you'll know that I questioned this trip so many times, telling Scott, I just wanted to cancel. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. I didn't know if I wanted to or could handle being that far away from home for a month. But now I'm just laughing at myself because we have had like truly the best time here we possibly could have had. I was chatting with some of my Sacred Circle gals earlier this week, and one big thing I shared with them was, I really like who I am here. I really, really like who I am here. I talk often about your higher self, right? And I totally feel like I am my highest, most abundant self here. And I started to reflect on this more as to why I felt this way, because I feel similar when I'm on the Cape. And sure, being away from home is more relaxing, right? We don't have any or many responsibilities, we stress less, we have more fun. And I've asked the same question to myself before when I left the Cape for the summer, and it's, why can't I feel the same way when I'm home? And as I've reflected more and more on this, what has sunk in even more is, I get to be whoever I want to be, wherever I want, right? We get to choose who we are in any given situation, in any given place, any given environment, right? We get to choose. I've noticed when I'm away from home, I love how relaxed I feel. I love how I don't let things frustrate me as much. I love my schedule. I'm still working here, by the way. I'm sitting here recording a podcast. It hasn't been a four-week vacation, but for some reason, I allow myself this kick-ass schedule where I play as much as I work. I love how I don't feel overwhelmed. I take pretty damn good care of myself all the time when I'm home. But it seems like a no-brainer here, and it just feels easier. Everything feels easier. I feel more connected to myself, and I'm able to disconnect from the outside noise. I haven't been on social media as much. I haven't felt the need to walk around the house with my phone attached to my hip. I even went for walks without my phone, right? I'm even more aware when I'm driving, being more aware of the beauty that's around me. And I feel so much more connected to Scott. He's been working full-time as well, but we've also made it a point to take time each day for each other, walking midday, walking at night, sitting and chatting instead of always staring at our phones, talking about life, talking about work, asking each other's opinions on things, of things we've been going through, thoughts we have, or things we want to change. And you know what we've been doing a lot of together? Dreaming. Dreaming about our desires. What do we want in life? What do we want our life to look like? What's next for us? Hint, hint. There's been talk about a house in Florida. Are you surprised? We aren't completely ready for that step yet, but it's 100% a thought for the future. So we started the process of calling it in, and it got me thinking. So I want to ask you this. How often do you dream? How often do you take the time to dream? How often do you think about the things you desire in life, in your home, in your environments, in your relationship, in your professional life? How often do you think about these things? How often do you actually ask for them? How often do you ask the universe to deliver to you what you desire? How often do you visualize these desires coming to life, like in your physical reality? How often do you allow yourself to feel how it will feel once it arrives? When I ask people these questions, most of the time the answer is, I don't. I don't think about these things for myself. I'm too busy to dream or think about what's next or what I want. I'm too busy doing things for other people. I don't know how to dream. I want to quote unquote manifest so many things, but things just never work out for me. So I just give up. And I think, wow, just wow. People who don't dream or take time for themselves to think about what they want, they're missing out on so much magic. So today, I want to go back to a few basics of calling in your desires or manifesting, if you choose to use that word, right? I'll use them both here. And honestly, I could have 30 episodes just on manifesting. And if you wish for that, I highly recommend taking a look at my Abundant Life Method program, because this for sure will help you move into the direction you desire to be. I will be sure to link this program in the show notes. But if you're listening to this episode today and you're feeling you want to dig deeper into all of this, I've got you covered in that program. And I know that I've mentioned a lot of these things in past episodes, depending on the topic I was discussing, but I thought it would be helpful to bring it all full circle here with a gold nugget I want to share with you when it comes to manifesting. So today, I am sharing with you the secret to manifestation. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. The secret to manifestation. Okay. There's one thing that holds most people back from manifesting. And this one thing is caused by resistance. Resistance is caused by anxiety about the future, stress about what you desiring not coming, right? And stress about how and when it's going to come. So what do you need to do? We need to release that resistance. We need to put all of our faith and trust in the universe and understand that there is no need to worry about the when and the how. Because what you desire will always come in divine timing. I want you to take a moment and think about manifestation, right? Think about manifestation like a balloon. This is how it was explained to me years ago, and I love it. It still holds true today. You have this big magic balloon in your hands, and you put all of your desires, whatever they may be, desires, intentions, whatever they may be, inside of this balloon. Okay, so you put them inside the balloon, you tie up the balloon, and then picture yourself releasing that balloon into the sky, basically releasing it into the universe. It's now out of your hands and into the hands of the universe. There's nothing more you can do about it. So basically, you're setting your intentions inside the balloon, right? What you desire, and then releasing it. Now, you know that one day that balloon is going to pop. You don't know when, but you know that it will. And when it pops, your desires or your intentions, right, that you placed inside of that balloon, they will rain down on you and manifest into your life. So let me say that again. You set your intentions or state your desires, and then you release them. You release the balloon. And when you release the balloon, you didn't spend any time worrying about the how or the when it was going to pop, right? There's nothing you can do to control the how and the when once it's released. It's out of your hands. You no longer have control over that balloon. You just know what's going to happen, right? Eventually, it's going to pop. Thinking about it or being anxious about it doesn't do you any good. Right? And being anxious about it won't make it pop any sooner. You can't force it to pop once it's released into the sky. So you just forget about it. So after you release this balloon, what are you supposed to do? What you do is you forget about the balloon and you continue to enjoy life as it is now. You look for ways and reasons to enjoy and love your life now. This is a really great way to think about manifestation because it's the same thing in real life. When you set an intention, when you ask for something, just by asking, you release it out into the universe, just like a balloon. When you start to worry about the how or the when it's going to come, you ruin the present moment. And when you're not finding joy in the present moment, you are not in a high vibrational state and therefore not becoming a vibrational match for your desires. So what is the secret to manifestation? The secret to manifesting or calling into your life what you desire is asking for things that you want, but you don't need. It's what you intend, but aren't desperate for right now in this moment. If you are feeling and acting needy for it, you actually create a wall with your vibration. If you believe it's already yours, you won't feel so desperate for it. So you must be confident and certain that it's coming. Now, I know this seems hard. I get it. A lot of times we want something and we want it right now. It's hard to feel confident and trust that something's coming when you can't actually see it in your physical reality. But calling in what you truly desire in life, it is about trusting in the universe, trusting in yourself. When you truly know and you trust that you are constantly being guided and that everything is coming in divine timing, there's no need for resistance or obsessing about when and how it's coming. And remember, I've said this many times, when you want to manifest something, it's not actually the thing that you want. It's the feeling that comes along with getting what you want. So when you have desperation for something, what's really happening is you are looking for something to be fulfilled. There's a piece of you that feels empty, and you're looking for that feeling of fulfillment. So when you want something, ask yourself, what is the feeling that I am looking for? And then ask yourself, what actions can I take to become a vibrational match for that feeling? What can I be doing right now to bring that feeling into my life and into my body? We must learn to release resistance. So what I want to do is talk about some tools on how we release resistance. The first, of course, is joy. This seems so simple, but it's so important to keep reminding you of this. The universe works faster when you are cultivating joy and having fun. We are here on this earth to have fun, and most people get stuck in the hustle and busyness of life that they forget to have fun. I know I forget to have fun. Now, it's okay, okay? It's okay to have busy and hustle times in your life. I'm not saying you can't. Likely you'll have times in your life that feel like a hustle. But you must schedule joy into your life, just like you schedule other appointments, right? You need to schedule fun. If you currently don't schedule in any fun, start today. Maybe it's once a week for an hour or 30 minutes. Or try scheduling in a full day of fun once a month or once a quarter for now, if that's what you can do. No work, no social media, no checking messages, just a day of pure joy. What are the activities that bring you joy? Is it getting a massage? Is it getting your nails done? Is it going for a walk? Is it cooking? Is it reading all day? Is it going for a hike? Is it biking? Is it going out to lunch or for coffee with a friend? Is it being with your family? Is it curling up on the couch and binge watching Netflix? Is it a full day of playing with your kids? What brings you joy? I asked you this before, and I will ask you again. If your only job today was to feel joy, what would it look like? What would you do? When you are in a place of joy, you are raising your vibration, and the universe will work faster to bring your manifestations to you. We are meant to be in joy. And when you are in a state of joy, not only are you raising your vibration, but you actually forget and you surrender to your desires. And when you are in a state of joy, you are more intuitive and connected to the universe and your higher self. You are more open to receiving creative ideas and manifestations. All right, next tool. And yes, I'm going to say it again, gratitude. I know we've talked about this so many times, but I am here to say it again. It is so important to have gratitude for the present moment. So when you're in a place of resistance, what can you have gratitude for in this present moment? Where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're focused on what you don't have, you'll attract that energy. When you focus on gratitude, you attract more of that energy. The next step, reframing the struggles. Again, I believe I did a whole episode on this, but I want to remind you that the struggles you are going through or the struggles you have been through are here or were here to serve you. And when you shift that mindset to, my struggles are here to teach me and help me grow, you are releasing resistance right there. Reframing the struggles and challenges in your life will help to release resistance and help you manifest faster. If there is someone who is challenging you, a family member, a friend, or a boss, combine this with gratitude and write them a gratitude letter. Thank them for all the lessons they're teaching you. You can give it to them or not, but doing this will help release resistance and help you move forward. Always remember to reframe and ask how the challenges in your life are serving you. If you don't like where you are right now, reframe it. Slowly work your way up the emotional ladder. Start to move yourself from anger and blame and worry to maybe disappointment or overwhelm or frustration. And then maybe you move to contentment and hopefulness, optimism, right? And then eventually moving yourself to belief and happiness and love. Another tool you can use to release resistance is focusing on the present. All anxiety and fear stems from a lack of presence and being grounded in our daily lives. So how can you ground yourself in the present moment? Is it taking a few deep breaths? Is it checking in with your body, right? How does your heart feel? How does your stomach feel? How does your head feel? What are the thoughts that are going through your mind? Ask yourself, how can I be more present in my life right now? Can I meditate? Take a walk? How about creating a list of things that bring you joy and doing one of those things? My friends, I cannot express the importance of releasing resistance in order to call in your desires. Now, what if you do all the things and your desires just aren't showing up? When what you desire isn't showing up, it can lead to doubt. Totally understandable, right? Doubt that you are deserving of it, or doubt that you are capable of it. Doubt leads to resistance. So we need to reframe those thoughts. It always goes back to reframing. When your desires aren't showing up, it can lead to doubt that manifestation isn't real, that this is all bullshit, right? Because it's not working for me. Or sometimes people feel the inner work and the tools and the reframing is too hard and it just takes too long, so they give up. But here's what I want you to know. All of these doubts are forms of self-sabotage, and it's your inner critic telling you stories to keep you safe. They are forms of resistance that keep you where you are and stop you from stepping out of your comfort zone. So when your manifestation isn't coming, you have two options. You can stay on the path of doubt and continue to listen to your inner critic, or you can remind yourself that it's not here yet, but it is coming. All you need to do is move past the resistance and trust that it's coming in divine timing. When your desires and manifestations aren't showing up, all it means is there are lessons to learn before they come. And you have to remember that the universe always knows what's best for you. And if you don't get exactly what you ask for, it only means something better is in store for you. It does not mean that you are not capable or worthy. Manifestations coming is all about feeling joy now. How can you feel joy right now in this moment? Yes, set the intention of what you want, but focus on the present. If you can't feel joy now, you won't feel joy when your desires actually show up in your physical reality. Life is all about how you feel now. Joy is a non-negotiable aspect of life. Joy brings more ease into your life. Finding joy in the present moment will bring long-lasting joy into your life, not instant gratification that doesn't last. Don't waste your life looking into the future and wondering when things are going to get better, or wondering when your manifestations are going to come. Life is happening right now. When you learn to live a joyful life, you receive more. When you need nothing, everything comes to you. It's okay to want, and it's okay to desire. Actually, you should want and desire. But when you have a desperation for something, that's when you create resistance. So can you want your desires but not need them? Can you feel joy in the present moment and be happy with what your life looks like right now? Love where you're at and find peace where you are right now? I am going to stop right there. That feels really good. I got a little heated there at the moment. But I want to remind you of a few quick things. I have a few spots open for April and May for one-on-one breakthrough sessions. Link to details for these breakthrough calls will be in the show notes. But as a quick reminder, in these sessions, we deep dive, right? We deep dive into a specific goal or challenge you are currently experiencing. We get really clear on what you deeply desire, because often it's our own limiting beliefs that hold us back from our next level of greatness. So we'll also be uncovering those beliefs and empowering you to take actionable steps towards those goals. and we will co-create a clear action plan that will break down your goals into achievable steps. You will leave this session, you will leave this call, it's a one-week session, with newfound clarity and direction to help you move forward. Also, if you've been curious about our in-person monthly Sacred Circle events, be sure to add your name to my newsletter so you can make sure you are in the know of all of the upcoming events. And always feel free to reach out to me with any questions you have. And before we part, I want to leave you with this. You are worthy of achieving all of your goals and desires. Be grateful for all the blessings you have in your life. Be grateful for the lessons you've learned from your challenges. Trust that everything is always working out for your highest good. Release any doubt and fear and trust the process of creating your dream life. You are capable of creating the life you desire. You deserve all the happiness the world has to offer. All of it. Thank you all so, so much for being here with me today. I hope this episode inspired you and served you. And as always, I am looking forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.